You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mike Vrabel on this show earlier this morning on Steph Diggs. And so nothing to see here when it comes to the player being a troublemaker, late for practice or whatever. Whatever the issue is, you buy that when it comes to, or is that?
I buy it.
You buy it.
Yeah,
he
said he's been awesome.
And he's ready to go week one.
Ready to go week one. I think Vrabel just said, I know what you could do. You're a guy who's been in the league a long time. I'm not going to play you in the preseason. You get it. He said he got enough reps, whether that's through joint practices or in regular practices where they've seen enough of Steph Diggs.
He hasn't spoken to the media in weeks. I don't know. Is that just him? Is that the way he is?
Steph Diggs is a pain in the butt, I am sure. But he is incredibly talented at the place they need the most talent, that and offensive line. And what Vrabel's banking on is that Diggs needs a big year to get one last big contract. And the organization needs a guy to make Drake May better. But to say that it's been all great and that this is all a media creation is somewhat laughable, considering Karen Garigian, who is as close to Vrabel as any media member is, was pointing out how he had disappeared for weeks. Yeah. So it's, you know, we can all say it's fine. Like, if Diggs is there week one, mm-hmm. who cares how he got there? But it is a tenuous situation.
I think the Diana Russini interview was overblown, the more that I hear from Vrabel. Like, mm-hmm. the fact that Steph Diggs said, you know, oh, I don't know, coaches, we're not going to get too high, for week one. I think we all took that and ran with it when it was, oh, he's not going to be ready for week one. What do you mean? He was being, I think, funny with it. People took it seriously. And then Vrabel was being tongue-in-cheek with Phil Perry when Phil Perry asked about it. Like, I think that's Steph Diggs' personality. And not everybody gets that.
Right, which is why he's not been on teams that make the playoffs, because they didn't want to deal with that personality, which is why the Texans, who are trying to get better with C.J. Stroud, were in the playoffs last year, didn't want him back. That's why Josh Allen had him traded, and that's why he left the Vikings.
He left the Vikings because he wanted more money, and Minnesota didn't want to pay him. And
they just gave a boatload to Justin Jefferson.
Well, that's Justin Jefferson. But at that time, he wanted more money. And then he ultimately went to Buffalo, and they gave him the money that he wanted.
And then they traded him.
Yeah, they were successful there. But usually when it falls apart with Steph Diggs, it's after, like, year three.
a half endorsement from you.
Right.
The issue in Buffalo was more that he wasn't getting the touches that he wanted.
Yeah,
he wanted
to be more involved in the game planning and stuff like that. So they were like, well, listen, this is Josh Allen's team. We don't want to deal with this headache, so we're going to ship him up out of there. But it got to that point. It wasn't – it's not the first training camp, you know, that he's on a team that he has issues. So was it Phil Perry said that he was being a real
pain in the butt.
Like, yeah.
I don't really know what that comes from. The Karen Garigian, like, he's disappeared, meaning like, oh, he hasn't been as productive. There was a period in time where he was productive real early. He kind of fell off as far as his production, but then I heard he looked good against the Vikings in joint practice. So the production might have been up and down, and maybe that's what Garigian is talking about, disappeared in that element.
No, it was in the context of the Phil Perry back and forth that week. So you had the Diana Rossini, mm-hmm. you had Phil Perry, and then you had the conversation. You had the story by Karen Garigian about how he had disappeared for 11-on-11s for a week or two.
So what do you mean, disappeared, left?
No, like was on the field not getting the ball.
Okay.
Yeah. But Vrabel is telling you that that was intentional on his part.
Right.
On Mike Vrabel's part.
But he could say it's my decision. That can mean any number of things.
Yeah.
He didn't say why he decided to do it.
Yeah.
The fact is that if he's on the field and he's performing, everybody's happy.
Yeah. Coach's decision.
Wingy's right. It takes a while for him to wear out his welcome. Like, I don't think it'll happen in the first half of the season.
And from my perspective, no question, based on the way Mike Vrabel was talking about him, that he is available and ready to go week one, right?
He was far more confident than Diggs was with Diana Rossini.
Yeah.
He said he's the guy. He basically said, we expect him to help Drake. We expect him to be in there. We expect him to play. So their expectations are, and maybe they know that. Maybe they look at it and go, all right, without Steph Diggs, we're relying on Kyle Williams, who's a rookie, and we don't know what he is, and Pop Douglas. Because who else are you going to look at? Because, like, listen, Matt Collins seems like a great guy, but you don't know what he is. He's
great follow on social media.
Yeah, he's a really good follow, but you don't know what he's going to be. It wasn't like Matt Collins was the go-to guy in Buffalo for Josh Allen. You're like, all right, he's been a special teams player his whole career. So you don't know what Matt Collins is going to be.
And he's wearing shoes this year, which might increase his productivity.
Definitely. And you don't know what he's going to be. You kind of know, like,
he's probably not going to be great, if we're going to be honest.
He's going to be probably what he's always been, a journeyman wide receiver.
Right.
That's the third guy on a team, maybe the fourth guy, and a special teams guy, right? Unless he just happens to have a breakout season and shocks all of us. But if you're Mike Vrabel and you're Josh McDaniels, everything about this passing game offensively is really how Steph Diggs is going to do.
Is Kendrick Bourne on this team Wednesday?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they try to trade him. If they can't get nothing for him, then they cut him.
What about Kyle Duggar? So all this stuff started making the rounds yesterday mm-hmm. about how they're shopping him. Is Kyle Duggar on this team Wednesday?
No, I don't think Kyle Duggar's on this team, but I think it's a little bit easier to trade Kyle Duggar, and I think you're going to get anything back for him, but I think there'd be more teams willing to trade for Kyle Duggar because he's played a lot. He played a lot last year versus Kendrick Bourne, where they might try and then see nobody wants him and then just cut him outright. Where I think Kyle Duggar, you'll get, you know, one or two teams that'll be like, all right, we'll give you a seventh-round pick for him. So I think he ultimately
gets to eat some of his salary in that deal.
I don't know how it works in the NFL.
You know, because all the bonus money is on the onus of the team that's trading
right.
him. Yeah. So the team that's acquiring Duggar is paying minimal amount of money because the $32 million is all from the Patriots, and that remains that way.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have to eat any money. I just don't think so many teams right
swing
now.
Swing and a miss on that deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kendrick Bourne, swing and a miss. I mean, this roster, I'm sure Vrabel had an understanding from afar. But getting into this position as the head coach, looking at the people that are on this team, it's like there's no depth anywhere.
I don't know why
you want to adjust your 10-win prediction?
No, 10 wins. No. Vrabel and McDaniels, MVPs.
Okay.
But I don't know why Vrabel, he was up front with us when asked about the first-round pick and second-round pick that Elliott Wolf was willing to trade. I guess I know he probably wouldn't have answered it. So, but are you actively talking to those teams? Like, we know who the guys are.
We asked that, and he sort of said yes. I mean, that doesn't mean that you're actively talking that you're going to be able to turn around and get a check written.
But why would you give up a second-round pick for Terry McLaurin?
Also, but
I might give up a first-round pick for him. Like, I mean,
If you gave up a first-round pick for Terry McLaurin, and Sean will tell you this, Washington's like, here, take him.
What if we offered Cole Strange?
You look at the wide receiver similar to Terry McLaurin that got traded this offseason was DK Metcalf, and he went for a second-round pick, and DK Metcalf is younger than Terry McLaurin. So if you offered Washington a second-round pick for McLaurin, I think Washington says, all right, this guy doesn't want to be here. That's a definitely enough for them to do it. And if New England's willing to give him the deal that he wants, a 3-year deal where, you know, let's call it $33 million a year.
His response was kind of weird, though, to it. It wasn't like a slam dunk, yes, they are looking at these people. It was kind of a, well, we're not sure if those specific people will help.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Improve this roster.
Well, like he wants
to bolster this roster. He's not sure if those specific people, not mentioning any names, are going to do that.
Well, he said it would be, we want guys that will help this roster. Yeah, we're always looking to add and improve this roster, whether that's from within or whatever. And then I'm like, all right, so we're really talking about three people. Two guys that can get after the quarterback. One guy led the NFL in sacks, Trey Hendrickson. The other one is, you know, Micah Parsons. And Washington, McLaurin can catch the football. So we're talking about three guys that can really change your franchise and help you.
And it is necessary for them to add payroll, given what Robert Kraft has told the fans for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And that is, they spend to the cap. And now we've all discussed, my feelings are well established on it, but they're currently $60 million away from the salary cap. So if you bring in McLaurin, you bring in Hendrickson, you're maybe, you know, a halfway there. But on Monday of next week, heading into the Raiders game, if they're still sitting there like that, what does Robert Kraft say?
And let me ask the room.
Like, how can you say you always spend to the cap and you're entering the season with the most cap space
right in
the NFL?
And
where I know we spend to the cap.
I know it's hard to really predict, but do you think Micah Parsons, Trey Hendrickson, and Terry McLaurin are all with their teams come week three of the season?
I think Micah Parsons is there. I think Jerry gives in.
Yeah.
How can you not with that player, though?
With Parsons?
Yeah.
But did you see the alleged or deal that was thrown out to him?
Yeah.
The $200 million deal, and he was like, it's not about money. I feel like they can't stand each other.
This is my lead on Friday.
Yeah.
Because his agent told him to shove it.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know how, but I feel like Jerry Jones is like, we got you on the contract, bro. You ain't going nowhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but Hendrickson is in Florida working out. McLaurin, I think that those two are probably gone, but I might be with you with Parsons. I don't know. It just seems weird.
I'm just watching the America's Team thing on Netflix, and the decision that Jerry Jones is proudest of in his whole career is the Herschel Walker trade. I mean, that set the foundation of the Cowboys' three Super Bowl championships in the 90s. So maybe he views Micah Parsons as the defensive Herschel Walker. You can restock the entire organization. Because even with Micah Parsons, the Cowboys aren't a playoff team this year. They're not a good team.
Well, no,
the Cowboys are a playoff team.
Yeah, they're a playoff team.
I don't think so.
If Dak plays 17 games, they're a playoff
team. And if I grow hair.
Well, but I mean projection-wise, if everybody – and, like, you always go into it with everybody being healthy – they're
a wild card team.
Well, they're probably a wild card team because obviously Philadelphia and Washington are both in their division, but they're viewed as a playoff team. If you don't have Micah Parsons, you're not a playoff team. Right. He is like, he is that defense.
Are they a championship team? Can they get back to the NFC title game
for the first time
since 1995?
No way possible.
Well, Ken thinks they are because of Joe Milton.
Right. Well, those texts have dissipated.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Joe Milton got a better chance of going to play defense and filling in for Parsons.
Shime, are we going to do the pick'em UV influencers?
I'm ready. I'm locked in. I'm ready to rock.
We got to work on that. I mean, we're only a week away.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe it, but we're a week and a half away from football.
Summer's over.
Yeah, summer is kind of over.
It really
it's
ended.
Depressing.
It's beautiful this weekend.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And your door opened up if you're a Pats fan, because the Raiders now trying to figure out what's their, you know, when they look at it, like their backup quarterback situation and kind of.
I mean, Geno's their guy, but.
Right, but I mean, you know, Geno's dealt with some injuries before, and I know they were probably, they had high hopes that.
Good landing spot for Mac Jones, maybe.
Does Mac Jones make does he make the 49ers? That's going to be interesting to see.
It must be frustrating for Brady to own a team, and he's like, I'm the best quarterback on this roster.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Like, just listen, lace the cleats up and go downstairs, and you will become a playoff team.
Right.
Yeah. Insane.
All right. We are at Gillette Stadium, and it is a Mic'd Up Monday. Mike Vrabel on this show earlier this morning. If you missed it, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. That is also where you can leave a Hill note for us on any topic. So just leave a voice note, and we will play the best ones back coming up at about 9:20 on today's show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.